So Sunday is Father's Day. Do you remember things your dad used to say, a phrase all the time that just still rings in your brain?
One that my mom and I still laugh at. It's this. Are you ready? Don't slam the door.
Wow.
He would say it because if you got out of the car and closed the car door, you shut it. You don't slam it because he goes, it'll ruin the bleeping power windows.
Gee.
And to this day, we get out of the car and go, don't slam. You know, we know what we say.
My dad would always say, I'm going to put your car up on blocks. If you come home after curfew, I'm going to put your car up on blocks. If you get bad grades, I'm going to put your car up on blocks.
Did he even own blocks?
No. Just idle threats.
Did you even know what blocks were? I'm not sure I would know what they were. My dad said
you take the tires off.
Okay.
And you put the blocks underneath where the tires are.
Oh.
I'm putting your car up on blocks. You can't drive it.
You know what? Seems like a heck of a lot of effort. What phrase did your dad use, or maybe he still does, it rings in your head to this day, and 10 extra points if you do it in your dad's voice? 520-775-0949.
Every time I wanted something or I needed something, he would go, you don't need that. You want that.
Oh, isn't that irritating? How do you know what I want and what I need, old man?
Well, your dad used to say,
yeah.
You don't want one of those.
Well, yeah, now that was kind of different because what I would do is I would see some cute car driving down the road, like a whatever. I'm like, oh, Dad, that's so cute. I would like to drive one of those one day. And he'd go, you don't want one of those. And he'd proceed to tell you 18 reasons why the car was a piece of crud.
Squashing your dreams.
Totally. Yeah. You don't want one of those. The phrase that your dad used to say, or he still says, and it still rings in your head. Go ahead.
When I was a kid, if the AC was turned on, the windows and the doors had to be shut. And if they were not, my dad would holler at everyone in the house, we're not cooling half of Tucson here, and bang the door or the window shut. And the message got across, but if it ever slipped up, we'd hear that phrase, and I can still hear it whenever I turn on the AC.
And when you're a kid, you're like, why would me leaving the window open cool off half of Tucson?
Exactly.
But then you get older, and you start paying your own bills.
You can only afford a quarter of Tucson.
That's right.
You wouldn't necessarily call it the phrase that pays. 94.9 Mix FM, Rob and Josh, the morning. Father's Day on Sunday, your dad.
Yes, the phrase that still rings in your head to this day, that phrase that he would use over and over again, we want to hear it. 10 points if you do it in your dad voice.
520-775-0949.
Okay, well, when my dad would get really frustrated or mad, he'd say, good night, instead of like good grief or, you know, a curse word.
Did your dad not curse?
I've only heard him a couple of times in my entire life. So he said good night a lot, though.
My grandfather would say good night, nurse.
That's funny.
I don't know what that meant, but.
Wow.
Yeah.
You guys are really innocent people in your life.
Oh,
my dad said was
beep, 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 beep.